Our series with Navajo code talker Roy Hawthorne continues. Remember, you can hear the full interview on The Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com and on American Countryside Television as a part of this week's U.S. Farm Report broadcast. Today's radio edition after this. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Navajo code talkers served throughout the Pacific during World War II. Some might be on battleships, but others were on the ground, transmitting important messages from the front lines. Roy Hawthorne says they made up words for military items, not in the Navajo language.
The code word for a fighter plane was hummingbird, and for a submarine was iron fish.
Not only did animals sometimes represent planes and submarines, but other words were used to represent certain English letters.
That message in Navajo code would drive Navajo crazy. He'd think, well, what's wrong with that guy?
Roy explains what a message like Hill 234 secured might sound like. It would begin by encoding the word hill.
So we use the code letter for the letter H, which is horse. And then we have I-L-L, sick. So we would say, sick horse. That's hill.
And for the word secured, the word sheep represented the letter S. The code talker would say, sheep cured, which meant secured. So the message Hill 234 secured would sound like,
So anybody hearing this, that guy's going nuts.
Going nuts because the message in Navajo was speaking of sick horses and cured sheep. More next time as we travel the countryside near Lupton, Arizona. I'm Andrew McRae.